Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Live with Kathy. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world? Discover what the world has to say. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Well, how y'all doing? Did you all survive Turkey Day? It was a wonderful experience for the Silver Fox and I. We did absolutely nothing. Nada. And that's very unusual in our life because our day is so filled with so many adventures. We're always wanting to fill our bucket wish list and the adventures that we want to take and do. And that's what the show is about today, the bucket list. Now, this, according to Justin Zachman, said, you measure yourself by the people who measure themselves by you. Isn't that rather interesting? I love to be emulated because that's truly a compliment. And darlings, I have a confession to make. May I do it right now? Remember when I told you in October I celebrated my 80th year climbing, reaching higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, only new portals and vistas to enter? Well, I have my solution. We'll talk about it later, because I want you to hear about this incredible lady. And let me introduce to you, hello, Paula.
Hello, hello. How are you, Kathy? And hello to all your listeners.
Well, thank you. By the way, she is just being an absolute love. It is a passion of mine to call people at the last minute and invite them to be a guest on my show. And Paula was so receptive. But Paula, just let me read this as an introduction to the power of you. The greatest of journeys start with a dream. The way I see it, there are two kinds of dreams. One is a dream that's always going to be just that, a dream. A vision that you could never really hold in your hand. Then there's a dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map. A map that you follow by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain holding everything you thought of right there in your hand. This is what Paula Fellingham is about. Woman power, dynamic divas. Women who are willing to pursue their dreams and willing to share their stories, their challenges, to empower others to succeed. And you, Paula, are the leader of this incredible, powerful movement, the year 2013, the year for us to unleash the power of our voice. Tell us your story.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. You are amazing, and it's my honor to be on your show for a little while. I'd love to tell you about this magnificent movement. It's called the Women's Information Network. Actually, there is a global movement going on. As you well know, there's a beautiful rising and awakening, if you will, of the women of the world. It's very fast-moving and far-reaching and permeating into every corner of the globe. And as more and more women are being educated and they're moving out of survival mode and up into self-development and, of course, up to self-mastery that we're always all working on. And then the highest place we all want to live is that selfless service. And that is part and parcel of the WIN. The WIN is the Women's Information Network. We are an online educational and social network and an on-land global community worldwide. We are actually at the forefront, Kathy, of today's global women's movement, and our mission is to strengthen women and families worldwide through education, enlightenment, and to us that's having a serving heart, and entrepreneurship. in an effort to eradicate illiteracy, poverty, and hunger, and to increase the level of love, prosperity, and peace on earth. So there's the big mission. Our short motto is we are women helping women live our best lives. And we do that online and on land. So online, we have ETV for women. And we're just launching this. We had actually about 350 show hosts that sent us weekly audio shows back in the day. And now we took those down and we are launching ETV for women because the internet's gone video. And, people want to watch the people who are teaching them. So we will have wonderful experts. If women or anyone, your listeners, want to go to The Win, so it's www.thewin.com, thewinonline.com, and click on ETV shows. And you can watch some of these uplifting, magnificent shows. And we will eventually have 30 women, and it's going to be all women, 30 women on teaching. These are experts on 30 different topics times every country. So 900 women in the U.S. is what we'll start with, but then we have women across the globe. So we'll have ETV UK, ETV fill in the blank, India, China, Singapore, Philippines, all. They have experts. Oh, it's so exciting because they have experts. They have their voices. They have their, of course, language and culture. And so we're making it possible for them to share their voice online. Mm-hmm. And then on land, what we're doing, we're putting on, as part of a huge global initiative, we're putting on 1,000 live events. And at the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, we, The Win, actually helped host 377 live events in 152 countries. And so we already know how to put on a lot of events, and now we're taking this into the world. And in the United States alone, we'll be putting on 57 global women's summits in 2014. So 57 right across the United States, and then we'll be putting on 15 international events next year, and then just continuing on until we have put on 1,000 global women's summits all over the world. And these are magnificent events, Kathy.
Hey, look out, guys. Here we come. Now, the one thing that we have in common, Paula, is that we women are so supportive. We're all in this together. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Yes, we
and
know this.
It's, why it has taken so long, I don't know. But the important thing is that you were instrumental in starting all of this and just recognizing, hugging them. I send a big hug worldwide when I'm doing my show. You see, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. Now, can you give us one success story in all that you've been doing?
Oh, yes, of course. I can give you many.
Well,
let me tell you
for today.
Well, okay. Yes. Let's talk about Belém, Brazil. Belém, Brazil is it's at the mouth of the Amazon, and we had a global women's summit there with 502 women in attendance. And I found out that these women they rowed their boats across the Amazon River, many, many, many of them, for hours in order to come to this magnificent global women's summit event.
Excuse me, dear, did you say a boat, not a big ship?
No, they're rowboats. In fact, you can see, I have a video on this on the homepage of thewinonline.com. It's called The Win Story, and it tells about these women rowing their boats and tells this story. But basically, these women right now across the world are so hungry, Kathy. They're so yearning and seeking for solutions to their different challenges. Some come because they want to learn how to be have stronger relationships, be better moms, be better wives. Others come because they want to start and grow their businesses. Others come because they are lonely to the core. They're sad and they feel like life has passed them by. These are our older sweet ones. And so we really, in addition to the events, we have programs. So we've started Solutions for Families program down there, and just beautiful women are carrying this on. But to be able to know that you are putting on an event and then following up with content-rich programs that are changing lives, and I have pages and pages of women's testimonials. This one woman said, I came into the Global Women's Summit with nothing, and I walked out with everything. And they truly are talking about how the concepts that we are sharing there, especially how to create their own joy, their own confidence from the inside out. And you know how to do that so well, and you teach it, Kathy. But teaching women how to be independent, be joyful, independent of anyone who is trying to bring them down or hurt them emotionally or physically, but to have that powerful strength generated from within is actually our keynote address, Believe It, Become It. And they just sit up, oh my goodness, and watching their body language and smiles on their faces, and they're like, I can do this. I can be a better woman. I can be the woman of my dreams. And then giving her the tools so that the next Tuesday morning and Thursday night, they're not just, you know, events, you get excited, you get, your heart is ignited, if you will, and you want to be better, but then you need the tools. You need the actual how-tos. So we provide that also.
And then, Paula, wouldn't you agree it's a process and that they need to take just one little tiny baby step?
Yes.
Because it's empowering them.
Yes.
Empowering them to be the authentic person that they were meant to be.
That's
right.
And I have a little baby step that I could share. And that is, you know, every word and every action, as you well know, begins with a thought. And if you just allow your thoughts to take you wherever they will, you're going to end up coveting and resenting and all those things that we don't want. And so, truly, it's so simple. And our sweet listeners have heard this before, Kathy, I know, but it's just a loving reminder, if you will. When that thought, that negative thought comes in, you just label it. It works like a huge stop sign. And you just say, hey, that was whatever it was, unkind, judgmental, self-deprecating, whatever it was.
It's not
the truth
for me.
You know, I usually don't think thoughts like that. And then just replace it and with a positive self-talk comment. And, you know, if we just talk to ourselves the way we talk to our loved ones and our friends, but we don't so many times, as you well know, women put themselves down. And they're so negative to themselves.
Paula,
I
don't mean to step on your lines,
but
this is a call to action. We have to teach them. We teach people how to treat us. Now we have to undo that. And what about their reference group? What about the people that, come on, don't tell me you're going to write a book. You're going to bring shame to the family name. And, it's because I love the Celestine prophecy. It was the third insight that said that there are dream stealers because they didn't make it. They don't have the chutzpah. No guts, no glory. They're going to make sure that you don't have it. So what empowerment? What could they pull up and say, well, wait, that's not the truth for me. And I do believe, and I do this once a month, I clean house. I look at who I've been in touch with. Did I serve this person? How did that person serve me? And sometimes I have to let them go with love and go on.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Sometimes that's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One of the things that that your listeners could do is also, we have these global women's summits going on across America. They could go to thewinonline.com and click on Global Women's Summits and look at the 57 global women's summits, the cities that they're in, the dates, and attend, because I promise they are life-changing events, Kathy.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah,
and with you at the helm, it's soaring. You soar with the eagles.
Thank you, darling. As
but you do.
You. Thank you.
Paula, how do they get in touch with, give the website one more time.
Yes, it's The WIN, T-H-E, WIN, W-I-N, of course that stands for Women's Information Network, but I love the acronym. So it's The WIN Online, O-N-L-I-N-E, .com.
Thank you so much, Paula.
You're welcome. I called you at the last minute. Oh, well, you're a sweet friend, and it's my honor. And anytime you want to call, I'll just pop right on. Would you like me to share that poem?
Yes. Oh, you've got to.
All right.
I wanted to tell you, I got chills. Now, all of you other callers that are waiting, trust me, I will put you online. The world is mine.
Today upon a bus I saw a lovely maid with golden hair. I envied her. She seemed so gay. I wished I were as fair. When suddenly she rose to leave, I saw her hobble down the aisle. She had one foot and wore a crutch, but as she passed, a smile. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have 2 feet. The world is mine. And then I stopped to buy some sweets. The lad who sold them was so kind. I talked to him, and he said to me, "It's nice to talk with folks like you. You see," he said, "I'm blind." Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have 2 eyes. The world is mine. Then walking down the street, I saw a child with eyes of blue. He stood and watched the others play. It seemed he knew not what to do. I stopped for a moment, and then I said, "Why don't you join the others, dear?" He looked ahead without a word, and then I knew he could not hear. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have 2 ears. The world is mine. With feet to take me where I'd go, with eyes to see the sunset's glow, with ears to hear what I would know. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I am blessed indeed. The world is mine.
Oh, is that anonymous?
That is. I wish I knew who wrote that. If any of your listeners have heard it and have the author, I'd love to know who it is.
Oh, that is, that. Mm. It's life. It
so
is
precious.
Life. And we become, the only one that matters is me, myself, and I. This world, Mother Earth and Mother Nature, they're so unhappy. This is the season of giving and loving.
Yes.
And to take yourself out of the self-appointed anointment of I'm the only person that matters. And Paula, you have done incredible.
Well, I have a beautiful, wonderful team, and I need to applaud them. And it's a timing issue, honey. The world is ready, and the women are ready for exactly what the women of the WIN are ready to give them, and that is love and encouragement and education and training and just the principles that will help them become that ideal woman. We know that each woman can, we all can be better, but every day, we're not only striving, but we need to be reaching out and helping others. Hence our motto, we are women helping women live our best lives.
And
thank you, Kathy.
Woman power is about women who are willing to pursue their dreams and willing to share their stories, their challenges to empower others to succeed.
Yes.
Thank you, Paula. It was my
You're
pleasure.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful
and now
day.
Remember, it's archived. Yes, you too. Make it a great day. All of you out there.
Thank you. Thank you. I send you my love.
And back at you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We've been
Bye-bye.
Listening to Paula Flemminghan. I get so excited because she's so powerful. And she's a doer. She's making it happen. What about you? TheWinOnline.com. The show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And this is our bucket list. My goodness, she filled your buckets, honey. You just sit back and know that we're all in this together. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Discover what the world has to say. Now let's discover what my dear friend, Hugh, has to say. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you? And a belated happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you had a wonderful time.
Hugh, I was so, where, you know, time got away from me. I send out cards, I call everyone, and all of a sudden on Thanksgiving Day, everyone is calling me, and I went, oh, Hugh is going to think I don't care about him anymore. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was quiet and reflective, but that's all tied into what this show is all about because, as you know, my bucket list has the biggest dream that can be imagined, and that's bringing spirituality into global economics, combining it with unconditional love, in the process empowering women globally and indigenous people. And I loved what Paula was saying. I'm familiar with the Women's Information Network. I haven't had the opportunity yet to interact with them. I am solution-oriented. If she hears this or can put people in touch with me, we can do a lot to really change this world very quickly. And I do want to mention a person who's in the network who was sort of a mentor to me, actually more of a muse, and she is one of the most talented people in the world. She's got more talent in her pinky finger than 20 of the biggest global executives on the planet. And I'm speaking about Nicole Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. And she has a couple of blog talk shows. You might see if you two can come on guest on each other's shows. One of her blog talk shows is titled Unlimited Life, and another one is titled Hourglass Brides. I think you two would really have a lot of fun together, so I hope this connection, I've been called a connector, and I love doing
that.
Thank
you. Take a breath. Give me her name again. Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E.
Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, and you can just go NicoleBrandonWorldwide.com, I believe is one of her websites, and when you see her life story, if that doesn't inspire you, it certainly did me, because as I was recovering from a near-death experience and wondering what I was going to do with the rest of my life, when I saw what she was doing, that just set the spark and turned it into a bonfire for me and empowered me. She fears nothing, and she does everything, and she is so loving. You two have to interact. And I want to just give people a online magazine interview I did recently that they might find inspirational. Simply Google my name. It's Hugh, H-U-G-H, the last name Trawlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. After my name, just put the words A Simple Man with a Big Message. Embedded in that website or embedded in the interview are various websites. When you click on those, it's like going down the rabbit hole. People have a lot of fun. And I do have a little poem that I'd like to offer for this holiday season because it truly is related to the holidays, and it's titled Caring Sharing. It can be seen on a blog, the word creativity777.com. On that blog, you'll see a picture of my Earth Angel wife who truly blessed me with the lesson of unconditional love. I can't thank her enough for that. That's why I combine bringing unconditional love into my big mission of bringing spirituality to global economics. And the poem is also in the President Ronald Reagan Library. It's titled Caring Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. It sort of sums up what life should be all about when you do contemplate it. It will force you to take an action to help someone less fortunate than yourself. And when you do that, you're actually blessing yourself. And that's what we have to look at because we truly are all spiritual beings. We all came here for a mission. People may not know what it is. You don't have to. All you have to do is just be unconditional love to whoever you can. And if you can't do anything else, because people, they say, well, what can I do? Say a prayer. That is an action. You put that prayer out into the universe for all mankind, and that is putting positivity instead of negativity, and that will raise the consciousness. I have a business partner who also has a blog talk show. It's titled Focus Change. He's an expert in the law of attraction. This can be motivational for your listeners to come and listen to him. And we're interacting with some indigenous grandmothers, Lakota grandmothers. My partner just authored a book titled A Voice in the Wilderness by Dr. Ed Maloney, M-O-L-O-N-E-Y. And it is all about the leader of the Strong Heart Warriors that protects the Lakota grandmothers on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Taxpayer dollars that we all pay into have been corrupted through greed and half-breeds on the reservation and diverted from coming to these grandmothers, so their basic needs as far as proper food and medication aren't even being met. The UN actually sent the delegation out to the reservation the end of August and presented Chinupa Guhamani, that's the person who the book was written about, with a UN flag. They rarely do that. It was for his efforts in rooting out or showing the corruption that's going on. And they're supposed to be coming back December 5th or 6th. So this is living history. And if we can help these grandmothers, we're really paving the way for a beautiful future, because their oral traditions have been passed down thousands of years. And why the world is in the way it is, too, people don't realize these are matriarchal societies. The grandmothers told the chiefs what to do. And when they were signing treaties, they got the chiefs all drunk and thought they were the ones that were in power, but that's not the case. And that's going to come to light more and more. And again, if we can just go to a place of unconditional love for our future, just even saying prayers and doing things quietly behind the scenes, all that positivity will continue to put us on a positive timeline instead of a negative timeline, and we'll get there beautifully.
You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Oh, and you could write to me. I love to get love letters. Make sure it's a sweet love letter. Tell me your choices. What is it that you would like for me to address? What is it? What dream do you have still dancing in your heart and you don't quite know what the next step is? Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on, www.KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. My website, click on all of the buttons. And you, if you'll just take a moment, I need to share with them this incredible book, Choices. In fact, today's show is about what wishes are you wanting to fill your bucket with? And in 2012, Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. These are individual people, true stories, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. Oh, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. So you're wondering, what could I learn from Choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise. Sidebar. I don't know what your definition of paradise is. It's either spiritual or monetary. It's your choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. And you know, your time on earth is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life. That's Steve Jobs. And I say tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. So what is your bucket wish? What adventures do you want? Read their stories, but let me suggest that you go and look at their faces at the end of, Steel Mill Mama, about the author, Living My Life in Paradise. Look at their eyes and then go and read their story. It's available Amazon.com, and you could read part of their stories, their choices that they made. And I know all of them, and they're successful, ages 33 up to 82, 83. Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, and Barnes & Noble. And if you want to buy them by the truckload, I shall be delighted to offer you a discount, and depending on how many you order. But let me tell you something about this book. It's timeless. It's on my desk, and I will go to it. Here's what Renee said. She said the stories that Kathy chose to share of herself and others from this little gem are encouraging and inspiring. Are you going to allow disappointment situations and or circumstances to beat you down and make you quit? Or are you going to keep trying, keep fighting, triumph and win? The choice is yours. After reading this book, you will be go and do. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing this read with me. I enjoyed all the stories. My heart was touched deeply. I found myself empathetic to the few of the stories and sympathetic to others. And I will share this with the world. And then you have The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's free to any of you that call me or contact me. I don't care how you do it through the whole month of December. You just have to tell me that this is where you heard the offer, the date of the show. My secrets, my techniques that may just change your life. Empowering. Don't you see that this show today, when I looked at the bucket list and all of the adventures, I want you to get out of your comfort zone. Take the lid off. You've been mandated to live your life. You are brilliantly talented. You are amazing. And this is where the power of the word. And you're going to hear more about that with Edith Nam. But don't you get it? This is the most important time of your life. It only took me 6 decades to put it together. Now, hey, all of you, if you really think you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. But read The Elixir of Youth. It's free. It's an e-book. You could call me at 847-882-8717. You could call in right now at 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then, of course, go on the web, kathywatsonspeaks.com. And then The Heart of the Lion. I authored 4 books. Oh, you know, it hit me. It was an epiphany the other day. And then the 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Don't you see? We're all in this together. We're all unconditionally. I'm not asking anything from any of you. Only to take out the time to get in touch with me. And let me see if I could connect you with the thought, the idea, the person that's going to literally change your life. I love the Chinese proverb, when there's light in the soul, there'll be beauty in the person. When there's beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. And when there's harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. We need order. And when there's order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. If there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with me. Each individual, as Paula said, it begins with that one little baby step. It's scary, isn't it? Change is constant. But you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate this change. And by the way, there is no blame. We teach people how to treat us. You heard me say that. Me thinks that what you need to do now, come on, you have your pen and pad out. You've listened to Paula. You're listening to Kathy. And, of course, you will be on shortly again. What is it that, do you have joy in your life? How happy are you? In your bucket list, is that one of the genres that you have to work on? Fulfillment? Did I love? Did I matter? Did I live? Someone to love, someone to do, something to do, and something to look forward to. If you're not embracing that, you're running with the herd. Nah, you have no idea how exciting it is to soar with the eagles. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Oh, by the way, if you want to be part of this consortium, call me at 847-882-8717, and let's see if you're a match for the show. Let's see if you have the guts to truly recognize that radio is a strong promoter, an advertising tool. I'm more interested in finding out about you. What is your persona? Shakespeare said, the world is a stage, and we wear many masks. No, I say hats. You've got so much potential. Let's try it out. Because, you see, the shows are archived. And when you listen to the show, and I listen to my shows, I have a pencil and paper there saying, okay, now this is what I need to do. This is da-da-da-da-da. But it's a development in you. We're going to fulfill you as the human being that you were mandated to be. Now, my guest today is Hugh Trollson, and I'm going to put him back on the air because I'm going to ask him, define unconditional love. You're on, Hugh.
Unconditional love is agape love. It has nothing to do with sex or whatever. It's just loving yourself first, and emanating that out into your environment, loving your neighbor as yourself and your community and the whole world and beyond. And your book choices is so important in these times. There was a statement that was made to me a long time ago that just resonated, and it ties perfectly with your book choices. It said, if you don't like what's going on in your life, then change it. That's the choice. Now, I just want to read one little other poem that ties in, again, beautifully with your book choices. And since this show is archived, people will be able to go back and reflect on it. It's more geared toward these people coming into their second childhood, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mine, M-I-N-E, Your Mind. I did this poem on December 16, 2007, and it goes, Mine, Your Mind, and you may find new gems to be discovered and uncovered. The cure for illness and the end of poverty are just two examples of what may come when someone minds their mind. Perhaps that someone is you. Ask God to guide you and you will see unlimited possibilities and opportunities. Be kind as you open your mind and you will learn to care and share. Once you become aware, you can change this world through love and understanding. It's not too late, but don't hesitate, for today is tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes. At the end of your days, will you be in a haze, or give up a quest to the rest? A poem, an invention, or a solution to pollution are awaiting to be mined. It's all up to you to mine your mind and help in the betterment of all mankind. Good luck, and God bless you. And God bless you, Kathy, for all the wonderful work that you've done. I know you have other people, and I just want to wish everyone happy holidays. And just one final thought. I empowered the word joy on January 1st, 2011. There's a hidden meaning in that word that you can contemplate after I tell you how you discover it. It's by creating a word from each of the letters in the word joy. And when you do that, you find that joy means Jesus optimizes you. Just contemplate on that little thing.
Well, thank you so much, Hugh. It's always a pleasure having you on the air, and happy everything. And we'll empower the world together. One person connecting. It's like a golden chain. We're linking everyone together. And you have to hear what Dr. James Rose said. Fill your brain bucket with your expanding genius. Practice mental hygiene in the way you think and talk to yourself and others. That's what Joe Paula was talking about. Don't you see how there are no accidents? We were supposed to have this trilogy today. That is, be kind and loving, even when you don't want to be. Martin Luther King Jr. said, everyone can be great because anybody can serve. Service is the most important to do on life's bucket list. First the service, then the reward. Praying, playing, growing, directly filling your desire to serve. Remember, self-love and self-care are high service to all. The dynamic duo of pray and play makes the mind more magnificent. Read, journal, teach, and inspire yourself and others. Make it happen today. And I encourage all of you to be childlike. Just don't be childish. And this is what we're talking about with, you know, as we get on our life. The world is shrinking. We're living longer and longer, but not necessarily better, because this is our time to release the power of our voice and the choice of our words. In solidarity, let's together encourage, empower, unleashing your voice. And you have that chance. I've given you the opportunity to contact me. We're all in this together. Thank you again, Hugh. It was a pleasure. And with your vast email database, be sure that they log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and they could hear this inspiring show over and over again. Now, one last question before we say adieu. What is the next thing on your bucket list that you want to fill?
That's to me, Kathy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
It's to truly empower women and to establish a network that will be global and transform the economics, and showing that you have choices every time. Here again is your choice book. People don't realize that they're actually election days every single day. Every day you go out and buy a product, you're casting a vote for the manufacturer of that product. So if you really think carefully, if you're going to buy lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your children don't have a choice, but you do. Act responsibly. Investigate the companies that have the choices of good products, and then back it, that not only have an excellent product and good customer service, the companies in the future are going to have to, from their websites, provide opportunities, incentives, and education for their customers, their employees, and the community. So
actually what you're saying, Hugh, I don't mean to step on your line, that every choice that you take impacts the world.
Exactly.
You see, the minute a thought is put out there, the universe has embraced it. So be careful. Think. Remember, the children are our future. Treat them with love and kindness.
And
Hugh,
it's... to leave the legacy for the children, the future generations. If you're a senior and you're retired, this is the time to get active.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and we'll do this again. Make it a great day.
God bless.
God bless you. You're listening to Hugh Trollson. And I love this, a simple man with a big message. And then you heard Bob Paula with The World Is Mine. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Can you? Oh, come on. I think of all of you as family. And I know that there are so many of you that are going to go to the very end. You're going to go to the new dimension, the next dimension, with your dreams still dancing in your heart. And no. Remember when I opened the show, I said I had a confession to make that, yeah, I was like, what? I'm in the winter of my life. No, it's the springtime of my life. And I honestly, in my meditative mood, I thought, well, what am I going to do next? I've had an incredibly joyous, fulfilling life. Now what? And I want you to know, I was in a funk. You know, I went down into my pity pot, you know, down in the valley. Johnny Carson said it's okay to go there, but don't pitch a tent. Oh, I was. Man, it was cashmere. It was beautiful silks. I was prepared. I thought, what have I got to offer now? Now, you're listening to someone who keeps saying, hey, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond, we are shaping the world. We're defining. We're defining our world. Women octogenarians. Unstoppable 80-year-olds. So I went online. Where did the time go? Get over it, Kat. You know, get over it. We are redefining age. In 2008, I wrote the story, my cover story. My purpose was to redefine the concept of aging, not only in America, but the world. And I am a fashionista. There's no two ways about it. You know, aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. Wait till you see Paula Fellingham. She's gorgeous. All of these people that I met in all of the pageants that I will go online and click on pageants. It's in the mindset. Yeah. I gave into that old, archaic, constipated mentality, the mindset. Because you see, when you're 50 years old now, you ain't got nothing left. You're just going to go to God's waiting room. You got to get rid of that. And you're going to erase it right now, and you want to know how you're going to do it? Paula gave you an idea about the one step. But first of all, you have to be happy alone before you can be happy with anyone or together. Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? Look at your bucket list right now. What is it? Are you in joy? Is your life happy? Is it fulfilling? Are you being childlike? Kids laugh 500 times a day. You say boo and they're rolling on the floor. Oh, no. Not the serious adult. We are not good role models if we can't laugh, if we can't love. If we could only understand that conditions don't work anymore. You heard me say that Mother Nature was crying. Well, look at the world affairs. What do you think is happening? It's consciousness. It's out there. It's out there. The minute you put a thought out there, it is grabbed. If there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with me and let that be. Go, put that in your bucket list right now. Pick up the mirror and tell yourself how fabulous you are and how brilliantly talented you are, and you do matter. You heard me talk about the Celestine prophecy. I'm sending you a great big global hug because I believe in you. I believe that you have so much. There's so much to fill your bucket with that I want you to take that one teeny tiny little baby step. And you could do that if in that bucket list it was, oh, gee, I'd really like to be on radio. You know how to call me, 847-882-8717. Call in 347-637-3789. We're partners. I don't like to think of the organizations and the people that are sponsoring my show as sponsors. They're my partner. Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. We're in partnership. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that they offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. College affiliated. Ironworkers.org. I married an ironworker. You want to find out more and learn more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work in the trade? log on YouTube.com, Ironworkers, Union Ironworkers. YouTube.com/IronWorkersImpact. And then you could go to IronWorkersIronFest.com in August. Log on to the web. BlogTalkRadio.com/KathyWatson, August 9th. International Gathering of Iron Workers from the United States and Canada. What a career. And then we talked about choices. Rika Cuff is in the book. She is a dynamic leader of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the 2009 National Gold Medal Award winners. Read her story, Divine Intervention. And if you're lonely, it's your choice. Contact the park districts, the senior centers, the libraries. Reach out. The more you give, the more you get. Give of yourself. Share, talk, hug, and love unconditionally. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. He is just brilliant, just brilliant. He'd be more than happy to help you with a little snag that you have with your finances, ahtax@ameritech.net. You know, looks do matter. When I was thinking about all of this, and I'm looking at the photos of my grandchildren, I'm looking at me performing with David Taylor, the Chicago world-famous symphony orchestra, and it just made my heart sing. And you do know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the Elixir, number 7, page 42, I share with you my secret for distressing our face. And when you buy the cream, you get the book. I give you the e-book. You get whether you buy the cream or not, if you call in, you get the e-book. Anger releases toxins into our body. Now, this cream, it's procaine, is available only through me. Ain't nowhere in the world you're going to get it, honey. It's affordable. It's so effective, you apply it only 3 times a week. Say all sales are final. I don't have time. It's not going to happen overnight. So all sales are final. You know how to reach me. Let me remind you of another powerful woman. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire, counselor and educator, introducing you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset. And it will extend your lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Gotta have it. It's like choices. It should be right there. Words that empower, words that hurt. Log on www.enamm.com or email ensharesmile@aol.com. Or are you one of these toxic, negative thinking people that you can't embrace positive energy and power? Oh, did I neglect to tell you that she is a survivor of 4 cancers, thyroid, breast, colon, and liver? What are you whining about? She and I are on the same page, and Paula and Hugh, the brain and body, talk to each other. Get her book at Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble. Pick up that mirror right now. Look at yourself. Are you happy with what you see? Hey, you're the landscaper. Remember I said no blame. No blame. Oh, I don't have enough money and the holidays are coming. Wine. You can't pay your bills. You've been downsized. You got the dreaded pink slip. Okay, so you might be a solopreneur like I am, retired. You see, I was 25 years old when I started my own home-based business, Hats by Kathy. Then I went into avant-garde fashion. I used to sew and design my own fashions. I didn't invest huge capital. It was me. It was my dream. I had the guts. I didn't listen to anyone else. I could help you fulfill your dreams, and so can Lee Patrick. We work together. You see, there is a way that you could reach your goals. There is a way that offers infinite opportunity to challenge yourself while making money. But what we do more than anything else is to encourage you to believe in yourself. This is a call to action, calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. I want the world stage, the year to reign supreme. This is the year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Look, if you're working for corporate America, that's fine, please. You don't have to quit your day job, but start planning in the quietness after work. Unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your dream. No one else's your dream. Scary? Sure. But put your blinders on. Don't listen to anyone else. Just go for it. You have to have a business plan. That's why you want to get in touch with Leticia, LETECIA.myshackley.com. She has the formula. Infinite opportunities. No, we're going to challenge you. You see, we're going to develop you, and then the money will come. The money will come. First the service, then the reward. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is a desire to achieve. Now, hear me good. So many are becoming wealthy starting from nothing. And this could be you. It's pandemic. More women than ever are embracing the power of creating their own business. And you know the perks, the hours are yours. You're the CEO, and you're going to make this a family affair. You take the kids to basketball, football, soccer, swimming, classical. It's all important. But what do they know about money? Make it a family affair. Leticia.myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Block Talk Radio. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913. And be sure and log on the web and click on all of the buttons. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. C-A-T-H-I. Speaks.com. Tomorrow's show is going to be about chronic illnesses and how they truly do shape your life if you aren't aware of how, when, and where does it all begin. So when you're doing your bucket list, those are the things you want to do before we make our way to the next dimension. You see, your list has to serve and support your mission. Having big visions can not only increase the level of daily focus and fulfillment, they may also increase longevity. So you could have four of them. This is what, well, right now I just have one. But you could have a spiritual, mental, physical, and service. My bucket wish is right now. What do I want to do right now? Tomorrow is promised to no one, and yesterday is long gone. I want all of you to embrace living your life now on a daily basis. And let love, extend love. You know, it's not always easy. Oh, I haven't any more time. Be sure and listen tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and I'll continue on with love. Love changes everything. Au revoir.
Oh, I've got to move.